Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining us for another First 30. Today is day 18, and we want to talk about how accountability is not a four-letter word. Think about that. Accountability is not a four-letter word, and yet it is something that all of us will struggle with at some point in our life. The fact is, at your stage of life now, in a new world at the university or at the school of your choice, it is a real challenge to begin to understand how do I give authority and how do I serve under someone, especially when I don't understand all that they're asking of me. The scripture we want to use today is Romans chapter 13, verse 1. And it says, everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. Now, that makes no sense at time, does it? Well, a quick story, personally, it might help us understand it. When I was a ninth grader that had the privilege of starting on my high school football team, my coach, Coach Bobby Johnson, gave me a pretty high honor of stepping into the role as our long snapper. I played in the day when you never came off the field. I played linebacker on defense, fullback on offense, long snapper for punts and extra points. The only time I came off the field were kickoffs. But I was given instructions from Coach Johnson that I received as if it were a subtle suggestion. Just in case you're wondering, nothing was subtle about my coach, Bobby Johnson. I took it upon my little 15-year-old self to do the exact opposite of what his instructions were. It seemed so right to me at the time, and needless to say, it was a disaster, and I ran the steps of our stadium until I threw my guts up. Being accountable includes obeying your superiors. But you see, I've also had plenty of opportunities to follow the direction of the divine. I've had the opportunity to follow the direction of God and gone the opposite direction, and yep, you guessed it, with the same kind of disastrous results, except these are the kind that leave indelible scars. Authority figures can be really hard to respect at times. Your dad might drive you crazy. Your mom might totally not get how incredibly cool you are. Your teachers or your coaches might come down on you pretty hard, or maybe you just feel like the folks in authority over you just don't deserve your respect because of something they might have done. Following direction and being under authority isn't for the faint of heart. It can be one of the most difficult things you do. It takes a significant degree of character and grit, a lot of positive attitude adjustments to respect folks that you're accountable to, because you don't always see what they see and you don't always understand what they're asking you to do. But we're challenged in the scripture today when we take a look at Romans chapter 13, verse 1. We are really challenged to follow the directions. You see, respect is one of those things that includes not trashing people behind their back. Respect means choosing to display a better attitude even when you don't understand or agree with the decision that you made. Respect means responding to those over you with the love of the divine, whether you think they deserve it or not. The scriptures, you see, never tell us to respect those who get you, understand you, think you're unbelievably cool, or those who really seem worthy of your respect. Maybe it never tells us to just grab those folks. It tells us to respect those in positions of authority, period. I want to encourage you to push yourself to speak well of the people that you are accountable to, people who have authority over you. Choose with great intentionality to love them, even when they might feel completely unlovable. Choose to be a person of character and respect the folks that are in authority over you. When you display that you understand that accountability is not a four-letter word, but it is an incredibly helpful word, when you get that, you will discover that God will bless you in a way that makes no sense in your humanity, but perfect sense in God's divinity. Go have a great day today and discover that accountability is not a four-letter word. God bless you guys. We'll see you again tomorrow.